Hey guys, welcome to day 21 of CryptoLife 365. I'm here in the car with my spouse and my business partner, Eric Goodwin, who looks like he's taking a bit of a nap. And we are about 2 hours into our six-hour trip to Canada. Because I'm not all work, I'm sometimes play too, and we decided to take a road trip up through Canada to see what it looks like when it's not frozen over like it has been every single time we've been up there. So, even though we do travel, and I do travel a lot, we aren't able to take some of our work with us, but we do have some people who are working remotely from home. Mostly it's just our contractors, our real estate agents, stuff like that, but we are actually hitting a point where we are going to need to hire more people, and we are going to get to learn what that is like, as Robert Kiyosaki and J.T. Fox and other of my coaches explained, there's quite a bit of a difference between being an entrepreneur business owner where you're self-employed versus an actual business. And the difference is that if you get your own profession, you're working on your own, you have your own job, so to speak, even though you get to set your own hours, unfortunately, you are still trading your own time for money, so you're limited to how much money you can earn, because if you don't work, you're not making money, and you're limited to how much you can grow, because you're only limited by your own skills and time. And this kind of jobs would be like if you're a dentist, if you're a doctor, if you're a lawyer, you can only make money if you work yourself. And actually, for a lot of those people, you probably have noticed a trend with regards to these kind of jobs. They're all very high skilled, highly detailed kind of positions, and the people that get into them typically are the type of people who think that if it needs to be done right, I have to do it myself. So I've been doing that myself for the last maybe 5 years or more, which is I've been consulting, I've been doing some management for a company, I've been doing brand development, been doing finances. So, but problem is, all of that is I've been doing myself, and here I am actually trying to branch out a bit and trying to grow my business, which is going to involve me stepping away from feeling like if it needs to be done right, I have to do it myself, and being able to actually trust other people to do it for me. And not only that, but probably more critical skill, which is evaluate people and how well they do, and be able to tell whether the people I have working in various tasks are a good fit. Actually, I as I mentioned, I was a manager before. I worked for a Bitcoin company, and one of the things that, thinking back on it, that I kind of regret is that that may have been not a very good strength of mine, was being able to evaluate some of the people, keep them motivated. Like, I would try to keep a vision going, I would talk about what we're doing, what we're trying to accomplish, and I would try to keep them motivated and working, but unfortunately, it felt like I would kind of give a boost and then things would peter out after 2 weeks, and I give another boost and things would peter out after 2 weeks, and I just would not be able to keep the momentum going. And also, maybe I was too nice, maybe I'm just too nice in general, in regards that if things don't get done, I do try to work with people and try to position them into places where they may be a little bit, their strengths may be a little bit more better implemented. Because my philosophy with management is that everybody can do something, and if something is not being done right, then it's my fault as a manager for not placing people into the positions where they will have to do, they can do things that they are able to do. But I'm thinking actually that maybe in some cases, maybe it was my failure and I did not put some people into the right places, but maybe it was that some jobs simply require people who are right for the job. And if the people possibly even have the skills but do not have the motivation or work ethic to get things done, then maybe it would have been good for me to, and for the company as a whole, to actually lay people off or press harder on them or do something to force a change to happen, as opposed to just kind of be nice and let things slide and keep going in the direction which I hoped it would go, which unfortunately did not. And that's partly why in the company that I used to work at, there was a rather massive delay in the project that we were working on. At least that's part of what I feel. Sure, there it's a software project. Software development projects always have an issue where you plan for it and you expect it to take 2 months and it takes 6 months. That's like asking a software company. It's always a problem like that. But that's one of the things that's just kind of hanging in the back of my mind, where, you know, I did not have enough experience and skills as a manager to be able to handle things correctly. But in here, we are starting up, well, we've already started, but we're actually getting to a point where we have quite a lot of tasks that we need to do every day. And a lot of them are fairly basic, like... somebody emails us a big contract. We have to print it out, sign it, then we have to scan it again and email it back. So that's a task I should be able to offload to somebody else, where I just tell them, you know, anything that comes in that needs to be signed, print it out, have it on my desk. And then instead of me spending 2 or 3 hours out of my day scanning all this crap back in, just have, once it's all signed, give it to somebody else and just have them scan it, because really, it does not take a lot of skills to be able to do that. Same for, like, if I buy a property, one of the important things to do right away is to get insurance on it, because if something happens to the property where it burns down or something breaks, I lose the money that I use to pay for the property. Or even worse, if somebody gets actually hurt on it, then my corp is personally liable and I lose all the money in the corporation and everything else too. But this kind of a task is likewise, it's not something that is very difficult to do. We have people who we work with for insurance companies, and it should not be that hard to hire somebody to get information on the property, create a go online to the insurance company, submit a request for a quote with all the information, and then just answer the emails and any information they need. Once they send us the quote, then just pass it up to us. If we okay it, send it to them, and then just have us print out a check and mail it and pay for it. So, I mean, again, these are minor tasks that do not take a lot of skills. They probably are still fairly good and useful for people working on it to kind of understand how the whole business in real estate works, but it's just not something that Eric and I should be sitting around doing on our own, wasting a lot of our own time. So in the next hopefully a couple of weeks to months or so, we are going to be hiring more people to try to, well, to in order to grow my business. And I really need to change my vocabulary, like, we don't try, just do. So if I correct myself, that's why. But anyway, yeah, we're going to need to hire people to start expanding and see if we can, well, we can, in order to make our business grow and free up more time for us. And the big reason is, yeah, because we don't want to waste our time, and we want to be able to grow, and also because, hey, we want to be able to go to Canada without, or other trips, without having to worry about things being done at home. Because right now in the back we have packed 2 laptops, a printer and a scanner, and a whole bunch of paper and check papers and envelopes and pretty much everything. So we're driving with our office, and it's great. It's awesome that we can be that mobile, but it's not something I want to have to be how the business is. Because as I said at the very beginning of this, the point of a business is not to own your own job. It's to own a system that will work whether you are there or not. That's our goal, and that's what we'll be working on. So for the next couple of days, I'll be recording these from Canada. Our schedule is we're going to be in Rochester, New York for a lilac festival because my spouse likes lilacs and I kind of do too. And that's just going to be about a day. But then we're going to go up to Niagara Falls, then the Canadian side, then spend a couple of days in Toronto, then spend a couple of days in Montreal. And in about 1.5 weeks, we will be heading back home. So I should be meeting with some people while I'm up there. There's a couple of people from JT Fox's group, some people from Bitcoin groups. So hopefully some interesting things will happen. But knowing me, there's always going to be something interesting happening. But anyway, I'll be recording up from there. So if anybody wants to meet up in Montreal or Toronto, please feel free to email me. And I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.